The state doesn't have any major action planned following approval of a Fairbanks ballot proposition that bans the North Star Borough from regulating heating devices. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the yes vote has shifted the responsibility for reducing winter air pollution from wood and coal burning.
Passage of Proposition 3 halts implementation of an assembly ordinance that would have set a smoke opacity standard of 30% and enacted fines for chronic violators. That was one of the main provisions in a plan to get Fairbanks into compliance with federal fine particulate pollution standards. The borough and state are working to get the plan to the Environmental Protection Agency by a December deadline. Cindy Heil, an air quality program manager with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, says the state has to discuss compliance options with borough officials in light of this vote.
At this point in time, I wouldn't say it really changes anything. The borough is still the lead with our memorandum of understanding. We're going to be working with them. We need to find out from them, of all the projects they were thinking about putting in place, what are still viable and which ones are not.
The North Star Borough's only means to reducing smoke from wood and coal burning are non-punitive, including a popular stove and boiler changeout subsidy and outreach to educate the public on the importance of burning dry wood. Borough Air Quality Manager Jim Connor says the administration is working with the DEC and EPA on additional ideas, but could not share any details. The state's smoke opacity standard is currently 50%, and it employs a slow system of violation notices that can lead to court action for polluters who don't comply. Heil says toughening state regulations is possible, but it would not happen fast.
For this winter, we would use our existing regulations. Doing regulations is a long process. It takes, you know, drafting them and then going out to public comment and then adopting them. Then they need to go to the lieutenant governor to file them, and then they're only effective 30 days after the lieutenant governor files them. So that's a long process.
Heil says the state and borough hope to have a compliance plan ready to submit to the EPA this winter, but may not be able to meet the December deadline. She says the ballot proposition's passage is only one reason for the expected delay, adding there is a lot of technical pollution data being processed for inclusion in the plan. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.